Good morning. Today's reading is taken from Italian Food by Elizabeth David, beginning at page 7 of the introduction. Whereas only the very credulous would suppose that today the Italian diet consists entirely of pasta asciutta and veal escalops, the enormous variety of local dishes to be found in Italy remains little appreciated by the general public, and is grasped only by those who have actually set out in search of it, or have studied cookery books dealing with the subject. The term Italian, used in relation to food, would in fact mean very little to most Italians. To them, there is Florentine cooking, Venetian cooking. There are the dishes of Genoa, Piemont, Romagna, of Rome, Naples and the Abruzzi, of Sardinia and Sicily, of Lombardy, Umbria and the Adriatic coast. United Italy was created only in 1861, and not only have the provinces retained their own traditions of cookery, but many of their products remain localised. In London or Paris can be found, or could be, before the system of export and import became so fanciful, the best of everything which England or France produces. In Italy, the best fish is actually to be eaten on the coast, the finest Parmesan cheese in and around Parma, the tenderest beef in Tuscany, where the cattle are raised. So the tourist, having arrived in Italy via Naples, and there mistakenly ordered a beefsteak which turns out to be a rather shrivelled slice of veal, will therefore avoid bistecca, so that when he visits Florence, he will miss that remarkable bistecca alla Fiorentina, a vast steak grilled over a wood fire, which, tender and aromatic, is a dish worth going some way to eat. How many transatlantic travellers landing in Genoa have dined in some grand hotel or other, and gone on their way without ever suspecting that Genoa possesses a cookery of a most highly individual nature, unique in Europe. Everyone has heard of the mortadella sausage of Bologna, but how many hurrying motorists drive past the rose and ochre-coloured arcades of Bologna, quite unaware that behind modest doorways are some of the best restaurants in Italy. Alas for them, they will remain ignorant of those remarkable dishes, consisting of a breast of chicken or turkey cooked in butter, smothered with fine slices of those white truffles, which are one of the glories of Italian cooking. Every Italian restaurant abroad serves a dish of so-called tagliatelle bolognese. It is worth visiting Bologna to find out what this dish really tastes like, and to accompany it with a bottle of that odd but delicious Lambrusco wine, which combines so well with the rich Bolognese cooking. In Venice, nursing aggrieved memories of woolly Mediterranean fish, the traveller will refuse sole on the grounds that it can be eaten only in London or Paris. He will miss a treat, for the soles of the Adriatic have a particularly fine flavour. In Parma he will scarcely fail to eat Parma ham, but if he is not sufficiently inquisitive, he will not taste another first-class local speciality, the Felino salami, which is one of the most excellent sausages produced in Italy. Now, the blame for this state of affairs lies to a certain extent with the waiters and restaurant keepers. So convinced are these gentlemen that foreigners will accept only spaghetti and tomato sauce, to be followed by a veal cutlet, that the traveller, unless of an unusually determined nature, gives in over and over again, and finally returns home with the conviction that there is nothing else to be had in the whole country. In Italy, therefore, it is always worth finding out what is to be had in the locality in the way of wines, cheeses, hams, sausages, fruit and vegetables. They should be asked for, if possible, beforehand. But at the same time, it must be borne in mind that in any country which relies largely on its own agricultural produce, the seasonal character of the food remains intact. Although in Italy, as in France, frozen food has made deep inroads, it is still happily quite useless to ask for, say, figs in January or white truffles in July. There are still dishes which are made in certain seasons or for certain festivals, and at no other time of the year. Heavy winter dishes such as the polenta pasticciata of Lombardy, the lasagna verde al forno of Bologna, and the brown bean soup of the Veneto give way after Easter to lighter dishes of pasta in brodo or antipasti of raw vegetables, or little crostini, fried bread with cheese and anchovies. One of the summer dishes common to all Italy is vitello tonnato, cold veal with a tunny fish flavoured sauce. This sounds outlandish, but is in fact a most excellent combination. Here ends the reading. Have a very good day.